Outdoors 360 at 7:45, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Joining us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Matt Arnold, the Senior VP and General Manager of your Milwaukee Brewers. Matt, I was wondering, so your skipper, Craig Council, had a birthday earlier this week. Is that brought up in the office? Do you, like, pass around a card and have everyone sign it? Do you give them a gift card? How does that work when it's your manager having a birthday?
So over the years, yeah, I mean, we've done things. So his birthday was actually on an off day, yeah. So we didn't do much. He calls those choose your own friends days. So we all hang out together so much. You get to pick your own friends on the off day. But we've had cakes for him, but he does not want any attention on his birthday, really, ever, frankly. So we've tried to do some fun stuff for him in the past, for sure.
Oh, excellent. I'm going to have to remember that one. We're going to have to send him a giant cake next year just to celebrate a random birthday. Hey, so yesterday, obviously one of the hottest days. I felt like for a day like that, watching it, you want that game to end as soon as possible, it seems like. I'm glad there's an off day today. Just playing in that heat's got to be dangerous.
Yeah, no question. I mean, we were worried about the fans too. I mean, just everybody, it's a hot day out there. You could see the ball. You could see guys blowing on their hands, wiping as much as they could just to try to get a grip on the ball. You could see both teams were really struggling with it. The bullpen guys, consistently just trying to wipe to the extent that you just get a clean grip on the ball. So yeah, it was good to come out of there with a win for sure.
That's five in a row for you, Matt. It's been quite the year for you guys. I mean, first place, 3.5 game lead in the division. I want to ask you about a report that came out this week, Matt, from Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic. He put in his article that you guys, the Milwaukee Brewers, were in talks with the Mets regarding Pete Alonso. Two-part question here for you, Matt. Number one, can you confirm that report is accurate? Were you guys involved with Pete Alonso in a trade? And if you were, what did that package look like?
Yeah, so look, I mean, obviously I can't talk about specifics around the trade deadline. What I can say is that, we were certainly aggressive trying to help this team. I think that was something that we set out to do. And like we talked about the whole way, this team has certainly deserved that. Our fans deserve that. And so we had a lot of different conversations about a lot of different players. I think some reports may be a little more accurate than others. Just as I said, I just can't comment on specifics here. But, again, we wanted to be in play on a lot of good players. And, Pete is certainly one of those good players out there.
Is that something you may visit in the offseason, especially first base?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are the types of things, when you have types of different kinds of conversations out there, sometimes those can carry into the off season. And so certainly we're going to continue to have dialogue around the league, of course.
Matt Arnold, the Senior VP and General Manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, joining us. Well, it seems like every week we talk to you, Matt, the team is chipping away. They're another game up in first place, now 3.5 games. So things looking good. Keep up the good work. Before we let you go, being a dad, any baby advice for our producer? Greg Hill, our producer, is having a baby this weekend. His wife is pregnant. She's going to give birth hopefully Saturday, but it's supposed to happen this weekend. What advice would you give the new dad?
I would say bring a lot of snacks to the delivery. That's what I mean. I just brought a backpack full of snacks. And so just, for whatever reason, our babies took a long time to come out. And so I just brought a bunch of snacks. So I was good to go.
Noted. That's fantastic.
So do you eat the snacks in front of her while she's working or no?
Maybe in the hallway. Yeah.
Matt, thank you so much. We'll chat again next week.
All right. Thank you, guys.